Okay, so we're actually holding at the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Beis, the second line from the bottom. But let's run back over what we learned yesterday, because at the end we were in a rush and we didn't really explain it properly. So I think maybe let's go back to just past the middle of the Amud, the line begins Tovim, and start over with the story again and go from there. So the line begins Tovim. It's just past the middle of the Amud. The Gemara says, a deer was brought to the house of the Reish Kabbalah, the Itzid B'Yomtiv Rishon Shel Golias. It was trapped on the first day of Yomtiv. It was a 2-day Yomtiv because it's in Babel. V'Ishtachit B'Yomtiv Sheni, and then it was shechted on the second day. So there's a few possibilities over here. Rashi over here says that it was trapped by Goyim. Tosfos brings up the possibility maybe it was caught in a trap. Maybe the trap spread out before Yomtiv and it was trapped. Rav Nachman and Rav Chista ochlu, Rav Sheshes le'ochal. Rav Nachman and Rav Chista ate from this deer on the second day Yomtiv. Rav Sheshes did not. Amr of Nachman, my eved le'le Rav Sheshes, the le'ochal bisur de tavia. So Rav Nachman says, what are we supposed to do with Rav Sheshes that he's not eating from the deer? Why not? What's his problem with it? Amalei Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes says, v'heichi eichol, how am I supposed to eat from it? The tani isi tora b'raisa, v'amrila, or another version of what Rav Sheshes says is he said it as a beloshen tema, isi tani, isi teaches a b'raisa, as we're gonna say in a second. So isi teaches a b'raisa that you're not supposed to, and you want me to eat from it. What does isi say? We said that Rabbi Yossi had said that the same thing. We had a case involving two baskets of fruit where you want to make truma, one truma on behalf of the other, and you make a tnai on each day of Yomtiv. So we said Rabbi Yehuda allows you to do that on a 2-day Yomtiv or even the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yossi said it's also. So the deal was that you say that if today is Yom Tov, then never mind what I'm going to say now. If today is Chol, then I want this one to be Truma on behalf of that one. Then you set it aside. You don't eat anything yet because maybe Truma was taken, maybe not. The next day you say, if today is Yom Tov, then what I'm going to say, never mind. And if not, then already yesterday, then I'm declaring now that this is Truma on behalf of that one. So either way, one of the 2 days is Chol, and then you're able to separate Truma and Maaser, and then you're able to. Rabbi Yossi had said that's also, and we said, V'chein hoyer Rabbi Yossi oise b'shnei yomim tovim shel Golias. Rabbi Yossi says it's also on the 2 yomim tovim that you have in Golos, meaning, in other words, so that's the case we have over here. This deer was trapped on the 1 day of Yom Tov, now is the 2nd day of Yom Tov. Therefore, we said before the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, so therefore I can't be eating from it. Omar Rovo my kush. Now again, if we say that the goy trapped it on Yom Tov, then it means that the possible problems are either because the goy did a malacha with it, in which case it should be osir, and then you get into the question. So is it in fact only osir? So if we say, like Rabbi Yossi is saying, that the 2 days are considered kedusha achas, then that would explain why it's osir until the 2nd day. But that would apply. It sounds like we're saying that applies to any 2 Yom Tovim of Golias as well, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos as well, not just Rosh Hashanah. But there's also when we say that if this deer was trapped, the fact that they couldn't eat it on the first day, the fact that it was only shechted on the 2nd day, is that because the goy did a malacha with it, or is it because it was mukta at the beginning of Yom Tov because it was only trapped on Yom Tov and it wasn't accessible, it wasn't available before Yom Tov, and therefore it would be like fruit that falls off a tree, for example. Rashi and Tosfos and other Rishonim discuss the pros and cons of that, and that affects the halacha as far as when we say, so if a goy does bring something to a yid on the first day of Yom Tov, if the issue is that it was mukta, and then fine, since in the end, as we're going to say at the end over here, the fact is, except for Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days are considered separate kedushas, because it's only Mishum Safik, then you should be mutter to eat it after the first night, b'chadesh yosu. If you say, though, that the problem is because the goy did, on the other hand, then it would mean that it would be, then it would be. So you'd be mutter to eat it on the second night, but on the first day it would be also for everybody, whether the one it was brought to or whether other people, because it's a matter of mukta, not a matter of that the goy did a malacha for you. And that would apply also in our Gemara over here, even if the animal was trapped by itself. If you say the issue is that you may come to tell the goy to do the malacha for you, then it's only also for the one for whom it was done. So if the goy brought it for himself, for example, or if he brought it for another yid, then you'd be allowed to, even on the first day. But on the other hand, we would say that if he brought it for you, then it would be also until then it would be also until the end of the second day. So actually, we're going to have an example of that soon in the Gemara involving turnips, where he brought them for himself and his fellow goyim, and a yid is able to buy it from him. Right? Here, apparently, the idea is that he brought it to begin with for the Reish Galusa. But we're going to see soon. There's going to be a second lashon in the Gemara that the problem that the issue was slightly different. Anyway, so on the face of it, Rabbi Yossi says the same din applies to the two Yom Tovim of Golius. So therefore, it should be considered, according to Rabbi Yossi, it should be considered Kedusha Achas, and just like we couldn't eat it yesterday, we can't eat it today, says Rav Sheshes. Amar Ravo Mai Kushis, the Rava says, what's the problem that you think because Rabbi Yossi says that, therefore you can't eat from it? Maybe Rabbi Yossi is only saying his din when it comes to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and he's just stressing that this din applies in the Goyla also. Meaning you shouldn't think, as we discussed yesterday, in your Shalayim itself, the reason why you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is not so much because of Suffolk, but very often because of Vadai, because if the Edom didn't come until Mincha, then Noyagim Osa Yom Kodesh or Macha Kodesh. In all other places they have, there might be that, but B'chlal, you have the regular suffix that you have on any Yom Tov was based in Mekadosh L'Chodesh today or tomorrow. So maybe, therefore, we would say that in Goyla, that outside your Shalayim, that is anywhere outside your Shalayim, and especially outside of Eretz Yisrael, where anyway every Yom Tov is 2 days, maybe we should treat Rosh Hashanah like every other 2 day Yom Tov, and therefore Rabbi Yossi's Chiddush would be that not. Maybe that's what he's saying. Maybe he's not talking about the other 2 day Yom Tovim at all. Maybe he's only talking about Rosh Hashanah and saying, in other words, like this, Rosh Hashanah, even though you have two different sfeikas, but because one of those sfeikas, because one of those possibilities is that you have that two of them are Kodesh, one Derabbanan, one Deraisa, because no Yigan Oisa, Yem Kodesh, or Lamacha Kodesh, therefore, even in Golius, even outside Yerushalayim, even outside Eretz Yisrael, where all other Yom Tovim we keep only as a matter of Suffolk, here you have to bring in this consideration also, and therefore you would say that it would be also what was done on one day to be done on the other. But not necessarily is Rabbi Yossi talking about all the other 2 day Yom Tovim outside Eretz Yisrael, where the whole thing to begin with is only the Suffolk was based in the Kaddish Lachodesh on the 20, on the 30th or the 31st. For us nowadays, it's Minhag HaVeSeinu to be a day, right? But they kept Kurdish both days of Yom Tov, and they kept both days of Rosh Hashanah. Fine, but the point is that you would have thought, without Rabbi Yossi, Rava is saying, maybe Rabbi Yossi wants us to realize that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, don't think Rosh Hashanah is like every other 2 day Yom Tov, because with Rosh Hashanah you always have the question of Noigim Osayim Kurdish or Lamacha Kurdish, which you don't have that with any other Yom Tov. So then in that case, maybe Rabbi Yossi is not talking about other 2 day Yom Tovim at all. So the question is, Yehochid Shel Golius, then why does Rabbi Yossi use the expression Shel Golius, which implies something that you
already Alexander,
have? Yeah.
Can you dwell a little more in this concept of the Rosh Hashanah has 1 day of Kedusha that's established, so and the other Yarim Tovim not?
So we mentioned in the Gemara yesterday like this. I'll go it over briefly. We discussed it yesterday. You weren't here, I don't think. But with all of the Yom Tovim, the only suffix you have is what day was Rosh Chodesh 15 days ago? Was it on the 30th of the previous month, or was it on the 31st? When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, you have an extra consideration, which is even in Yerushalayim, sometimes you have if a takanas chachamim is that if the Edom don't come by the time of the COVID, of the Talmud Shalbein HaAbayim, then you still have to keep like this. They were keeping that day as Kodesh in case Edom show up. If the Edom didn't come by Mincha time, then we say from Takonas Chachamim, you have to keep the rest of that day as Kodesh, even though at this point you know that the Beis Din is not going to be listening to the Edom, even if they come. And then, of course, the next day is also Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, because then it comes out it was a 30-day month, and Beis Din is Mekadesh the Chodesh the next day. So therefore, you have some times where Rosh Hashanah, and that's why nowadays, you have, even in Yerushalayim and even in Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah is always 2 days, because you have that consideration that sometimes you have the end of the day sometimes. And so again, if Adam came earlier in the day, then that's it. They come before the Tumah Tshabein Arba'im. Fine, that day is Rosh Hashanah. You only have one day of Rosh Hashanah, and that's that. But if the Adam don't come by the Tumah Tshabein Arba'im, in order to prevent the Levi'im in the times of the Bais Mikdash from getting mixed up of which Shir Shal Yom to say, then therefore we say Noyagim Osa Yom Kodesh Olamacha Kodesh. We say after the truth is, the Gemara mentions it, the Mishnah mentions in Rosh Hashanah that after the Churban, Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai made the Takana again, picking the Makabal, the Adim all day long, but nevertheless, the Gemara explains in Beitza that the old Takana, that Nogim Osayim Kodesh or Lamacha Kodesh, still applies. So therefore, so you still have that in such cases that you still have that the first day is kept Midrabanan and the second day is kept Midaraisa. Because of that time, because of that thing that you have where sometimes the Adim could come too late in the day for Beis Din to be Makabal then. Anyway, the point is that the point is, so fine. So Rav Yossi, the problem is, so again, Rava is saying maybe Rav Yossi is only addressing Rosh Hashanah, but then he shouldn't use the word Shel Golias, which suggests something that happens only in Golos. He should be using the word Bagola Mibola. He should be using the word Bagola. The same 2-day Yom Tov that you have in Eretz Yisrael, which you also have in Chutz La'aretz, namely Rosh Hashanah. So even in Chutz La'aretz, you should know that the same din applies, and it's considered Yom Ha'arichta, and it's considered one Kedusha. Why, if the fact that he says Shel Golias suggests that he's talking about the other 2-day Yom Tovim. Amar Rav Asi or my Kusha, still Rav Asi says, why is it a problem? Dilma Hachikama, still maybe you could infer what Rav Yossi is saying. Maybe Rav Yossi is saying, Dilma Hachikama, V'chein hoyer Rav Yossi oise isu shnei Yom Tovim, Shel Golias ki shnei Yom Tovim, Shel Rosh Hashanah l'Rabbanan d'sharu. Maybe what we're saying is, according to the Rabbanan, we said before that the Rabbanon, we had a machlokes in the previous Mishnah and the Gemara on it between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Eliezer, where they said that even when you have Shabbos and Yom Tov one next to the other, that they're considered one Kedusha, or they may be considered one Kedusha, and therefore you can't put a separate Eidur for each one. Maybe Rabbi Yossi is saying the same thing applies to the Shnei Yom Tov Shogot, just the opposite, sorry. The Chachamim over there say that the Chachamim say that when it comes to a regular 2-day Yom Tov in our Mishnah, we said the Chachamim say in a regular 2-day Yom Tov you are able to make a separate Eidur for each one. Rabbi Yossi is the one who's arguing with that. Actually, in the Mishnah we had Rabbi Yehuda and we had Rabbi Yossi. In the Gemara we said that Rabbi Yossi is what we had Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. In the Gemara we said Chachamim of the Mishnah is actually Rabbi Yossi. And we said the Chachamim in a Braisa argue with Rabbi Yossi. So you have three different opinions over here. You have Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, you have Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, who the Mishnah calls Chachamim, and the other Chachamim. So maybe Rabbi Yossi is saying that these Chachamim who are Mekel and say that even by Rosh Hashanah, it's considered two Kedushas. He is saying, no, Rosh Hashanah is like the other 2-day Yom Tovim. He's saying that the 2 days of Yom Tov Shel Golias are mutter like the Chachamim would say about Rosh Hashanah. Now, it's a very hard way to say that, but Rabbi Yossi would be saying that. But Rashi explains that to say that this Chumrah should apply even to the 2 days of Golias is a real Chumrah, which doesn't seem to have a tam for it, because the reason why we have 2 days Yom Tov with all the other Yom Tovim is different than with Rosh Hashanah. It's not because Nogim Osa Yom Kodesh L'macha Kodesh. It's just because we don't know when Beis Din was Mekadesh L'Chodesh. So to say that it should apply to all those other 2-day Yom Tovim is a chumrah b'loy taima. It's like a chumrah without a reason. Rabbi Yossi in particular, we know nimuka yima. He always has a good reason for any din he says. So therefore, Rav Asi is saying maybe better to kvetch ein and say that Rabbi Yossi is saying differently than what it sounds like he's saying. It sounds like he's saying that he sounds... Not always, but we do often say we pass like Rabbi Yossi because Nimukah Yimai. In this particular case, Rebbe actually put in the Mishnah that Chachamim, he put Rabbi Yossi as the opinion of the Chachamim to imply that's the halacha. But now we're talking about that he says the same thing for the 2 days of Yom Tov, for a regular 2-day Yom Tov. We're saying it's a chumrah b'loy taima. So maybe, so Rav Asi is saying maybe we should kvetch ein to force, to make that Rabbi Yossi is not saying that just the opposite. He's saying that the 2 days of Yom Tov are not what was done on one is also on the other, like the Chachamim say about Rosh Hashanah. In other words, he would say, I disagree with you, Chachamim, on Rosh Hashanah, but I agree with you regarding the other 2-day Yom Tovim. And that way, you're not forced to say that he's coming up with a Chumrah that doesn't have a solid reason behind it. No, but it's not, because Rosh Hashanah is because No Gemosa Eidim Kodesh Olam HaKodesh, because of the Sakana of the Eidim coming after Mincha. With the other Yom Tov, it's not because we're not sure, that's the point, because sometimes we are sure today is not going to end up being Rosh Hashanah, because the Eidim didn't come till Mincha, and still we say we have to keep the rest of the day Kodesh. So it's more of a Vaday. It's a Takana Derabanan, fine, but it's still, yeah. As opposed to with all the other Yom Tovim, where it's only a suffix of a fact that we don't know, because we in Golos don't know whether the Edim came on the 30th or not. So and we don't know 2 weeks later, because the news hasn't reached us yet. So there would be a difference. So why should we assume? So Rav Asi is saying, so again, Rav Sheshis is saying, how could I eat from this deer that was trapped on the first day, and now it's on the second day, because Rabbi Yossi is saying it's also on the two Yom Tovim of Golias, but Rava and Rabbi Asi are saying maybe we can understand Rabbi Yossi differently, and then you don't have a solid proof to that.
Okay. Regarding Rosh Hashanah.
One second, one at a time, yeah? What? Regarding Rosh Hashanah, yeah?
Regarding Rosh Hashanah, the first day is Doraisa, and the second day is Midrabanan, is that what
if
you're saying?
If there's only one day Rosh Hashanah, then of course it's Doraisa. But if you have this case that we discuss, where Noegin Osai Yom Kodesh or Lamacha Kodesh, what it is like this. Again, you have to think of it. The moon sometimes is visible the night after the 29th, right? If the normal situation would be that Edom are going to see the moon the night after the 29th of Elul, they're going to come to the Beis Din in the morning of the 30th. Beis Din is going to cross-examine them, Mekodesh HaKodesh, and good, that day is Yom Tov. What happens, we're saying, if the Edom didn't come by the time of the Tomer Trobein HaBayim? Now, it used to be that no problem. We would still accept them the rest of the day. The problem is that one time it happened, that this actually happened, and the Levium were mixed up and didn't know what to do as far as the Shira. From then on, the Chachamim made a Takana. If the Edim do not show up by Mincha, if they show up only after Mincha, we do not accept them. Now, what happens? If that were to happen, in principle, once Tomer Trobein HaBayim comes, we should know, okay, today is obviously not Yom Tov. There's no Edim coming today. Beis Din are not going to be listening to them today. Therefore, today is the 30th of Elul, which would be a weekday, and tomorrow will be the first of Tishrei, which would be a Yom Tov. But the Chachamim didn't want us to do that. Once we already kept most of the day in Kedusha, in case the Edim do end up showing up, then the Chachamim told us, continue keeping the rest of the day as Kedusha. Therefore, in that case, the first day is Derabbanan, and the first day is Daraisa. So outside Eretz Yisrael, so in Yerushalayim itself, you have that possibility. It's either some years Rosh Hashanah is only one day, if the Edim come before Mincha, and some years Rosh Hashanah is 2 days, and then the first day is Derabbanan, based on the Stakana, Nogin Osar Yom Kodesh, and the second one is Daraisa, because that's the one when Beis Din was actually Mekadesh L'Chodesh. Outside Yerushalayim, anywhere else in Eretz Yisrael, or anywhere else in the world, you have that, plus you have the regular stuff. If did the Edim, were Edim B'chlal going to be showing up on the 30th or not? That's the point. Yeah. So that's the thing. So outside Eretz Yisrael. So no. When it comes, let's say, to Sukkos, so we know that Sukkos is supposed to be the 15th of the month. What we don't know is we don't know, was Elul 29 days? So therefore, the first day of Sukkos is the 44th day of Elul, or was Elul 30 days and then Sukkos is the 45th of Elul? That's the stuff that we have. Okay, so the 44th and the 45th of Elul, meaning what we call the 15th and the 16th of Tishrei, we keep both of them as Yom Tov, but it's not, it is obviously Nogin Osar Yom Kodesh L'Mocha Kodesh, but it's a different kind of takana. It's from the beginning, from the night already, we're keeping it because today might be the Yom Tov. As opposed to with Rosh Hashanah, from the night before, they're keeping it in case the Edim might show up the next day. It's a different kind of thing. Sukkos is based on when Rosh Hashanah is. Right. So they didn't have enough time for the Shluchim to come. We're going to learn about this in the Sechter Rosh Hashanah in a year and a half from now or so. Bez Hashem, we're going to talk about the details of this. But yeah, that's so it's a different kind of suffix, right? So the Gemara continues. So that's the thing. Right, so the Korbanos, right, so what, that's what it is. So in the Beis HaMikdash, they're only bringing the Korbanos on the one day, which is really Rosh Hashanah Daraisa, right? If that year is a one-day Rosh Hashanah, then that's the day they're bringing the Korbanos. And if that year is a two-day Rosh Hashanah, because the Edim didn't come by Mincha, then fine. On the first day, they bring the Talmud Trabein HaBayim regular. They don't bring the Korban Mosif. They don't do the Shir Shul Yoyim or whatever. And the next day, they bring the Korban Mosif and they do the Shir Shul Yoyim of Rosh Hashanah and so forth. And then Sukkos will be one day later. Then you'll have, in other words, that year, Elul will have been 30 days, and the next day, the first of Tishrei, is Rosh Hashanah. So sukkahs, yeah, this will be as usual because they'll know. Right, right, right. Okay. Right, right. No, because that's the reason why. So the Mishnah mentions in Rosh Hashanah they sent out shluchim to tell everybody when Rosh Chodesh Elul is in order to avoid that problem. That way, by the time it comes Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, by the time it comes Rosh Hashanah, everybody knows when Rosh Chodesh Elul was, and therefore they know what is the 29th and what is the 30th of Elul. The only right, so they only have a 2-day. Then they just say fine. They still are Makadish and they still send out shluchim. Yeah. Okay. The Gemara tells Ashkechet of Sheshes L'Rava Bar Shmuel. Rav Sheshes met Rava Bar Shmuel after this whole story. Amalei Toni Ma Midi B'Kedushas. Did you learn anything as far as Kedushas? Any Braisa that bears on this question? Amalei Tanena Moedid Rav Yosi B'Shnei Yom Tov Shargolias. Yes, I taught a Braisa that I learned a Braisa that Rav Yosi is Moedid, even though he holds in our Mishnah that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered Kedusha Achas. He agrees when it comes to the other 2 day Yom Tovim that they are two Kedushas, and therefore what was done on one is mutter on the other. Amalei, so Rav Sheshes says to Rabbi Bashmul, im ashkachas lehu, if you ever meet up with the people of the Reish Kavos' household, loitema lehu v'loimidi, don't tell them anything about this braisa, because I'm embarrassed that I didn't end up eating from that deer when based on this braisa, it would have been completely allowed to do that. So it means, in other words, that Rav Sheshes changed his mind. So far, what we would say is that, yeah, so Rashi brings over here, based on all of this, so far we would say that, yeah, in general, the rule is that if something was done on one day of Yom Tov, it would be mutter on the other one, with the exception, if one of those days was Shabbos, then not, and also with the exception of if there were the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, then not. Again, you do have the question about if a goy brings something to a yid on the first day of Yom Tov, do we say it's also until the second day? That will really depend on the question, which here you have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. That will really depend on the question of whether the issue of it on the first day of Yom Tov is because it was muktzah coming into Yom Tov, or whether the issue of it is because you don't want to have that a yid is going to tell the goy to do it for him. So if you say it's because of muktzah, then there's no difference between the yid that it was done for and anybody else. Everybody would be also in it, but they're only also until the end of the first day, until the Chodesh Yosu going into the second day. As opposed to if we say the problem is because you may tell the goy to do it for you, then it would be also on the second day as well. In Shulchan Aruch, it mentions that the minig is to follow that second svara, and therefore that if a goy brings something on the first day, then it's also until the end of the second day. But on the other hand, for example, an egg that was laid on the first day of Yom Tov is mutter on the second day, and all these other things, and you're allowed to make an Erev Tavshilin on Tanai on the first day of Yom Tov, except again for Rosh Hashanah, because again, after all of the other two day Yom Tovim are because of Suffolk. Okay. So no, that's the thing. So Rav Sheshes had said that you can't eat it the second day, but now we're saying you are allowed to. So, right. You have to wait. So you don't have to wait. No. So at most you have to wait until B'chadesh Yosu after the first day. But we're saying it was first only shechted on the second day. Yeah. So they waited, right? Okay. Amar Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi says, "L'didi Amar Yamemer, Amemer person who was one of Rav Ashi's rebbes personally told me that the story was a little bit differently. Hahu bar tav yalav itzudi itzid. That deer was not trapped on Yom Tov. Ela mechutz l'tchum asa. What happened was it came from outside the tchum. It was brought from outside the tchum by a goy on Yom Tov." So, Manda Ochal, so Rav Nachman and Rav Chista who ate from it, Sover, Havobishvul Yisrael, Zem Mutal Yisrael Acher. They held, since there's no actual malacha that was done with it, it's just a matter of it was brought from outside the tchum. Therefore, what was brought, in general, even if a malacha was done with it, the fact that it was done for one yid, it's allowed for a different yid. So here he brought it for the Reish Kalusa. Rav Nachman and Rav Chista are not the Reish Kalusa. Therefore, it would be allowed. The goy didn't bring it for him. Therefore, it's mutter. They held, in other words, it's not a matter of mukta. It's not a matter of mukta. It's a matter of that you can't have the goy do a malacha for you. So fine, he didn't do it for you. Umanda loy ochal, where's Rav Sheshes, who didn't eat from it. Sabar, he took the view. Called the osi the Reish Kalusa. I died to the kula rabban and osi. When somebody brings something to the house of the Reish Kalusa, he doesn't mean for the Reish Kalusa personally to eat it. He means everybody who often eats by the Reish Kalusa is also, he has them in mind as well. And since Rav Nachman and Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes, since the Chachamim often go and eat by the Reish Kalusa, then therefore that would include them as well. No, according to this, no, of course, if the goy shechted it, it's nevela anyway. No, the goy only brought it from outside the tchums apparently still live, and then they shechted it, they brought it to the Reish Kolosos, and they shechted it over there. Yom Tov, you're allowed to shecht. The only problem is that it was out from outside the tchum. Right. Now here, Tosfos mentions, here, according to this version, then Rav Sheshes never changed his mind. So in that case, the halacha would be like Rav Sheshes against Rav Nachman and against Rav Chista, that whoever the thing was brought for would in fact be also to eat it on the second day. Which is part of the household, right? Ah, so the Gemara says, one second. So that's the question. Don't we just have that he meant that he found Rabbi Bar Shmuel and he asked him for a braisa and he told them and Rav Sheshes said, don't mention it to them. The answer is the Gemara says, according to that version, this never happened. Sometimes what you have is the Gemara will paraphrase something that happens. So, for example, you can have, let's say, it is true that Rav Sheshes met up with Rabbi Bar Shmuel and asked him what the Braisa says, but then the Gemara is kind of editorializing and said that in that case, he said, don't tell them, so that part didn't necessarily happen. The Gemara is saying, if, according to the first version, that's what Rav Sheshes would have said in that scenario. It also means, by the way, that when we said before that Rav Sheshes was asking about what about what Isi's Braisa, what about what Rav Yossi saying, then also we would have to say that part is not actually what Rav Sheshes said, that the Gemara is just paraphrasing what he would have said had that been the scenario. Because, according to that, it's not a matter of doing from one day to the other. The problem is it was boy by yom, and it was from outside the tchum, and therefore the question is, did the goy do the malacha for me, or did he do it for somebody else? Not the malacha, did he bring it from outside the tchum for me, or for somebody else? No. So here we're talking about Rashi stresses that it was boy bayom. It's not a matter of a 2-day yom tov. It's the whole discussion that we had before about a 2-day yom tov then doesn't exist. It was on the first day of yom tov and they shecht it and they wanted to shecht it and eat it on the first day of yom tov, or it was on the second day of yom tov and they wanted to eat it on the second day. So it's not a question of doing from one day to the next. It's a question of on that day itself, it would be also for the Reish Galusa himself, but would it be mutter for other people who are invited to the Reish Galusa's table? Rav Nachman and Rav Chista held yes and Rav Sheshes held no. Okay. So in this connection, another case, Hahu lifted the Asi l'mechuzah, turnips were brought to Mechuzah on Yom Tov by Goyim, Nafak Rava went out to check out the situation, Chazya de Kmisha, he found that the turnips are wilted, which means they're not so fresh anymore, so they obviously weren't picked that day, Shara Rava l'mizban Mene, so Rava said that Jews are allowed to buy those turnips on Yom Tov. Now buying itself, you obviously can't buy from the guy with money, because you can't hand him money on Yom Tov, but okay, you make up with him, yeah, then I'm going to pay you after Yom Tov, or whatever. Because he says it was obviously picked from the ground yesterday. So therefore, so no malacha was done with it today. My amet mechutz l'tchum asya. You're going to say the problem is he brought it from outside the tchum. No problem. Habobish vil Yisrael is a mutalecha l'Yisrael acher. If you bring it on behalf of one yid, you're allowed to. Another yid is allowed to eat it. In this. So he didn't necessarily, but in this case, the point is that, how much more so over here, he didn't even bring it to town necessarily having in mind even to sell it to Jews. He was intending to sell it in the marketplace to the Goyim. It happens that Jews saw it's available and are interested, but he b'chlal brought it for the Goyim, so then for sure it should be mutter. Then, kiven the chazah to kamapshu, maisi lahu. Then what happened was, the goyim saw they had a good deal going over here. They started bringing extra turnips from then on Yom Tov, figuring we can sell some of them to the local goyim and others to the local Jews. So now, also lahu, so now Rava asked them because now it's clear that the goyim are bringing at least some of it for the yid. And then for the yidin in general, and therefore every yid is included. So just like we said before about the Reish Galusa, that according to Rav Sheshes, anybody who eats by the Reish Galusa's table regularly is included in what the goy has in mind. When he brings the animal, the same thing over here. Any yid who could buy these turnips is included in that. So now you have the question, if it's the first day to the second day, that's where you have that machloikas in Shulchan Aruch, that's where you have the machloikas of Rashi and Tosfos over here, is the problem that a malacha was done with it on Yom Tov, and then in that case, it's also only on the first day, because the 2 days are a suffix, or is it because you may tell the goy to do it for you, and then it would be also on the second day as well? Yeah.
Again, it would depend if you, if it's, 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 if it's
So that it, so if it's fresh, then you have on top of that, you have the question that it may have been picked that day. In this case, it's wilted, so you don't have the question it was picked that day, but you have the question of whether it was brought outside the Tchum. Yeah, there's a whole simon about this in Shulchan Aruch, simon tofkuf tesevav. It's actually a little bit complicated. You have actually the first sif of that simon is one of the longest sifim in the Alter Rebbe's Shulchan Aruch, because he goes through this and that, and this case and that case, and all that. It gets a little bit complicated, yeah. Gemara says, "Hahu bnei gnana." There were these people who used to make chuppas, and chuppas in those days they would put hadassim over there. The gozer lahu also be yomtiv sheni. The goyim cut hadassim for these people on the second day yomtiv. So on Yom Tov itself, the Hadassim Amukta, but La'urta, Shorlu, Ravina, La'urucha, De La'alter. The night, as soon as Yom Tov was over, Ravina allowed these people right away to smell those Hadassim without waiting, B'chdesha Yosu. So Rava Bar Tachlifa says to Ravina, why are you being matu them to smell it right away? At least you should be asking it for them because they're not Bnei Torah, and they're not going to realize, and they're going to think in the future that anything that was done, a malacha, on Yom Tov that you're allowed to do right away, and you don't have to wait B'chdei Shiyasu. Now, why Taka is Ravina, now forget about the Bnei Torah matter, why isn't Ravina concerned about the B'chdei Shiyasu? So Tosfos brings up maybe Ravina doesn't even hold the B'chdei Shiyasu, or there's a number of other reasons, one of them being that maybe he would say to actually use them is one thing, but to smell them is less of an issue. Especially because you have a Gemara in Sukkah that says that actually that hadassim that are mechubar, you may be allowed to smell them on Yom Tov because you have the Gemara mentions over there about a sroigim versus hadassim, where one you're allowed to and one you're not allowed to because where you may come to pick it or not. So therefore, so like this, not necessarily was anything. So malacha was done with it, but not necessarily would that affect smelling it. Maski for Rav Shmaya, but Rav Shmaya asks on Rava Bar Tachlifa, Taima De'enin B'nei Torah. So what are you telling me? Because they're not B'nei Torah is why you want to ask for them, implying that Me'ikra Din it would be Mutter. Ha B'nei Torah Shori. You're implying that if they were B'nei Torah, then it would be Mutter. Why? Ha B'inin B'chdei Shiyasu. What about what happened to B'chdei Shiyasu? Ozlu Shailu Al Rava. So they went and asked Rava. Amalu B'inin B'chdei Shiyasu. He says yes, indeed you need B'chdei Shiyasu. So again, if it means that Ravina held you don't need B'chdei Shiyasu, then it's very simple. Ravina held you don't need, and Rava is saying you do need B'chdei Shiyasu. If you say it's a matter of because they could have been smelled while they were mechuber, and now so therefore picking them doesn't change that, then Rava is saying even a minor hana like that of smelling them would still be osu and dil B'chdei Shiyasu. So you'd have to wait the amount of time after Yom Tov that it would take to pick them, and only then. Okay. Fine. So that's. Okay. Pause a second over here. All right. So the bottom line is then that I hope this is still recording. Yeah, I guess it is. So the bottom line is, again, that when it comes to preparing from one day of Yom Tov for another, first, among other things, there is a difference between the Maskana, there is a difference between Rosh Hashanah and other two-day Yom Tovim. There's also, on the other hand, if you have Yom Tov and then Shabbos, so Yom Tov Friday and then Shabbos, or Shabbos and then Yom Tov on Sunday, then you also have concerns. But if it's a regular two-day Yom Tov in the middle of the week, generally what was done on one is mutter on the other, with the exception of Rosh Hashanah, and also, according to many poskim, with the exception of if a goy did it on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, of the first day of Yom Tov, where they were maybe also on the second day as well, because you have the problem that you may tell the goy to do it for you. But then it would be also only for the one it was done for, not for other people. So, for example, in the case of the turnips over here, again, since the goyim are bringing the turnips having in mind all the Jews in the city, then therefore, according to that opinion, it would be also on the second day as well, as opposed to if we said the problem is only because of Muktzah, then it would be also only on the first day. If they're told that Jews can't buy from you, then they're back to that they're having in mind the goyim only. Then if a Jew does go and buy, then it might be then. Okay, we said in the Mishnah of Doisa Omer Ha'Ovel Lefnei Teva V'Cholah, we said, talking about this matter of Rosh Hashanah one day or 2 days, and the fact that with Rosh Hashanah you have a slight bit of suffix, whether today is Rosh Hashanah or whether tomorrow is. So the Mishnah had said, Rav Doisa Omer Ha'Ovel Lefnei Teva V'Cholah, Rav Doisa had said that the person who's davening by the, that when you're davening by the Omer on Rosh Hashanah, you should say, that Hachlitzenu Hashem Elokeinu es Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh im Hayom im Lomacher, strengthen us on this Rosh Chodesh, whether it's today or tomorrow. And the second day you say whether it's today or whether it was yesterday. And we said, V'lohodu lochachamim v'chamdin negui. So Omer Rav, the Mishnah had said that. So the question is, so Omer Rav, ki havenan bei Rav Huna, when we were Talmidim at the yeshiva of Rav Huna, Iboyalon, we had the question, mahu lahazgil shor Rosh Chodesh b'Rosh Hashanah? Do we b'chlam mention Rosh Chodesh in Rosh Hashanah davening? So like this, when we say, for example, in Maariv and Shacharis and Mincha, when we say Vatitan Lano Hashem Elokeinu Ba'ava, or we say Yalav Yava in the middle of the bracha over there, do we say B'yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, B'yom Rosh Hashanah Hazeh, or do we not? Do we say, on the one hand, kiven de chalukin b'musaf in amrinan, since you have a separate musaf on Rosh Hashanah, you bring a musaf of Rosh Chodesh and the musaf of Rosh Hashanah, therefore we have to say it amrinan, therefore we have to mention Rosh Chodesh separately, oydum ozikoran echad oylo lakan o lakan. Or maybe you one time mention Zikoran, you one time mention Yalav Yavoi Zichrinenu Fikrinenu, and maybe it counts for both of them. Because after all, when we say it's Yom HaZikoran Hazeh, the Pasuk calls both Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, calls them both Zikoran. Rosh Chodesh, it says, V'hoyu lachem l'zikoran. Rosh Hashanah, it says, Rosh Hashanah, you have Zichrin Shua. So maybe when we say it's Yom HaZikoran Hazeh, that's good enough, and we don't have to separately mention Rosh Chodesh. Amalon and Rav Huna answered us, Tinisua. Well, we learned in the Mishnah. We said Rav Dosa Omer HaOvelefnat Teva. We said Rav Dosa says that you have to mention Rosh Chodesh in Rosh Hashanah davening. We said the other Chachamim did not agree with him. My Lav Lahazkir. So on the face of it, when we say the Chachamim didn't agree, that means about even the fact of mentioning Rosh Chodesh, the Chachamim held you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh. So that would mean that you don't mention Rosh Chodesh in Rosh Hashanah davening. The answer to the Gemara says not necessarily. Loi lahasnois. Not necessarily. Maybe what it means is the Chachamim would say that we don't agree with Rav Dosa that you make that tonight, if Rosh Chodesh is today or yesterday. Maybe they agree that you have to mention Rosh Chodesh in Rosh Hashanah davening, because it is Rosh Chodesh after all, but you don't say this tonight im hayom im lamacher kind of thing. And in fact, the Gemara says, Hochi Nami Mistabra. In fact, it seems logical that that's what the Mishnah means, that the Chachamim agree with him that you do mention Rosh Chodesh, but they're just saying that you don't make the Tanai. Midkatani Bebraisa. But because the Braisa is becoming the Katani Bebraisa, the Chain Hoyu Rab Doisa Oisa Barosha Chadashim Shokola Shonakola, Rab Doisa held the same kind of thing applies to every Rosh Chodesh throughout the year. The same suffix that we have on Rosh Hashanah, or a very similar one, you have every Rosh Chodesh throughout the year. Is today Rosh Chodesh? Let's say you're talking, again, you're not in Yerushalayim, let's say, fine. So you're not in Yerushalayim, you're not in the place of the Beis Din, you don't know, but any place else, you don't know, did Edom come today, or are they coming tomorrow? So you have the same kind of suffix, and Rab Doisa says you have to do that every Rosh Chodesh, v'loy hoyduloy, and they didn't agree with him. So, iam et b'shleim alahasnois, if you say the question is of saying the Tanai, mishum hochi lahoyduloy, then of course that will explain why the other Chachamim aren't agree with him. Don't start making Tanayim over there. You don't have to say, you can just say today is Rosh Chodesh. Eli, amet lahazgir, amai lahoyduloy. What do you mean? Not to mention it? Of course you have to say, you have to mention Rosh Chodesh in today's davening. It might be Rosh Chodesh. So obviously then, if they have the same machlokas in the Mishnah about Rosh Hashanah and in the Braisa about Rosh Chodesh, the machlokas of the Chachamim and Rav Dosa must be the same machlokas in both places. So it can't be lahazkir; it must be lahasnois, whether you make this tanai or not. So the Gemara says, the Elamai lahasnois. Okay, so you're telling me then the machlokas in both places is about making the tanai. Lomali leflugi b'tarti. Then why do they need to argue in both places? Why do they need to argue in the Mishnah about Rosh Hashanah? And in the Braisa about Rosh Chodesh. Say the Machlokas about one case, and you understand that they have the same Machlokas about the other one. Wouldn't that force us to say that there's no Machlokas about whether you're Mazgir, and the question is only the question, in other words, would be, in the Braisa, fine, obviously it can't be Lahazgir, it has to be Lahazgir. Separately, on Rosh Hashanah, you have a Machlokas, do you B'chlam mention Rosh Chodesh in Rosh Hashanah davening? The Gemara says, not necessarily. Tzricha, no, we could say we need both machloikas in. D'iyash min in Rosh Hashanah, because if we're only told the machloikas about Rosh Hashanah, have amin b'hok amir abonon, you would say only there did Chachamim say not to make the Tanai, d'loi, that you shouldn't make the Tanai, mishum d'osi l'zal zuli bay, because if you make the Tanai, people are going to treat it carelessly. What do you mean, if today is Rosh Chodesh or tomorrow? Hey, maybe today is not Rosh Chodesh, that means today is not Rosh Hashanah. Let me go do malacha. Ava Barash Khadash Mikar Ashanakola, Rashkurdish the rest of the year, you're allowed to do Malacha. There's no concern of that. Aimam Modu Lailat Abdosa. Maybe they would agree with Abdosa, go ahead and make it tonight. There's nothing to lose by it. The E if my Baha, on the other hand, if you only have the Machlot the Sparash Khodish, Baha Ka'amar Abdosa, maybe he would say only there you make the tonight. Maybe Rosh Hashanah he would agree don't make the tonight, because again you have the problem of Zilzal. So Ava Bahach Aimam Modul Hulabanan. Maybe when it comes to Rosh Hashanah he would agree with the Chachamim. Tzricha, so therefore we need the Machlot by both. So there's no proof that Rab Dosa would say that there's no proof that the Chachamim are disagreeing with Rab Dosa on Lahazkir. Maybe in fact both Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah they're only arguing on Lahasnais. Maybe they agree that you do have to mention Rosh Chodesh in Rosh Hashanah davening, which would mean therefore that in Yalav Yavai, for example, we would say when it comes to Maidav and Shachos and Mincha of Rosh Hashanah, we would be saying V'yoyim v'shachodesh hazeh, or v'yoyim hazikoron hazeh. And then at the end, we would be saying, maybe Mekadesh, this year HaShabbos, Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael, v'Rosh HaChadosh v'yoyim hazikoron, or something like that. No, because well, the same way, it might not be Rosh Chodesh, it might not be Rosh Hashanah either, and we still mention Rosh Hashanah, right? So maybe we are required to mention Rosh Chodesh in davening. Well, that's the thing. The Gemara thought that maybe the Machlokas is only about making the Tanai. Now we're saying the Machlokas is about making the Tanai. But the Chassar Reb Dosa would say, in addition, you make a Tanai. The Chacham would say you don't. But maybe so far, the Chacham would agree that you do, in fact, mention Rosh Chodesh in Rosh Hashanah Davening. So the Gemara says, Maisri, I have a contradiction. A Braisa says, Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos, like this year, Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, B'Shama Omer Mispal Eser. B'Shama says you say 10 brachas in Musaf Shemoneh Esrei. Because you have, in a regular Rosh Hashanah Musaf, you have 9 brachas, you have the first 3, you have Malchus, Sechornis, and Shofaris, and then you have the last 3. B'Shama holds that you need an extra bracha for Shabbos. You need a bracha for Shabbos, like we say in Shabbos davening, for example, Ata Kidashta or whatever. Then you need a bracha for Rosh Hashanah, so you'd come out with 10 brachas. You'd have the first 3, a bracha for Shabbos, a bracha for Rosh Hashanah, which would include Malchus, Zechronis, and Shofar, so the brachas for Rosh Hashanah, and then the last 3, so you'd have 10. Or Basil says you only say 9 brachas. The Im Isa, now if you're telling me that you have to mention Rosh Chodesh, according to Beis Shammai, that every occasion needs its own bracha, Beis Shammai achas esim barle, then Beis Shammai should say on a Rosh Hashanah on a weekday you need 10, and on a Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos you'd need 11. The first 3, a fourth one for Shabbos, a fifth one for Rosh Chodesh, a sixth, seventh, and eighth one for Rosh Hashanah, Malchus, Zechronis, and Shofar, and then the last 3. So then you need 11. Amar Reb Zera, Shiny Rosh Chodesh. Reb Zera says no, because no, of course you have to mention Rosh Chodesh somewhere in the bracha, but Beis Shammai would agree you don't need a whole separate bracha for it. Shiny Rosh Chodesh is different. Mitoch Shekola L'Shachvus V'Avis. Since already you're including it in the same bracha when it comes to Shachvus and Avis, even according to Beis Shammai, you're not saying a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh and a separate one for Rosh Hashanah. You're saying the middle bracha, you're saying Atav Achartanu, and in the middle of it, you're mentioning Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, Kolon Nami B'Musaf, and therefore Beis Shammai might say that when it comes to Musaf also, you're able to include Rosh Chodesh together with Rosh Hashanah. So Shabbos, we would say, would be something separate, because in other words, the point is, again, we said before that Zikaron of Rosh Hashanah maybe counts for Rosh Chodesh, fine, but the fact of the matter is, you do mention Shabbos separately in the end of the bracha. You still say, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael, Rosh HaKadoshim, or Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael, V'Yem HaZikaron. You wouldn't necessarily mention Rosh Chodesh separately on Rosh Hashanah at that point at the end. So therefore, in other words, so we see that in other words, Beis Shammai does not say that with a regular Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, for example, that you need a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh and a separate one for Shabbos. So therefore, we can say by the same token, if Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, fine, Beis Shammai is not going to say you need a separate one for Rosh Chodesh and a separate one for Rosh Hashanah. You can combine those two together. They would just say you need a separate one for Shabbos. So you'd come out with 10. Karbonis, we're going to get to in a minute. We mentioned before about the Karbonis, but yeah. Right. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah, wait. Okay. So therefore, so Beis Shammai might agree. So even if we say that we mention Rosh Chodesh in the bracha, doesn't necessarily mean that Beis Shammai would require a separate bracha for it. The question is, mi islu le Beis Shammai karilu? Does Beis Shammai hold of that concept that because that you can include, that you can ever include two occasions in one bracha in a regular Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, that they should say that you can combine it together? V'atani Rosh Chodesh achalias b'Shabbos. A regular Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos. Beis Shammai omer mispalel shmoyno b'sil omer mispalel sheva. Beis Shammai says you need eight brachas in Shemoneh Esrei, because again, then you have the first three until Akela Kodesh, then you have one for Shabbos, one for Rosh Chodesh, and then the last three. Well, b'sil omer mispalel sheva. Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai says you say seven. So even on a regular Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Beis Shammai is requiring you to have a separate bracha for Shabbos and a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh. So yes, if we were to mention Rosh Chodesh in Rosh Hashanah davening, on the face of it, on a Shabbos which comes out on Rosh Hashanah, then yes, this Shammai should require 11 brachas by that logic. So it says Kasha, you're right, we're left with a Kasha. It's not a Tiyuvta, it's not a total contradiction, because you could still say Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah are more closely connected together than Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh are two completely different things. Rosh Hashanah is always on Rosh Chodesh by definition. So therefore, you could say that even Beis Shammai could agree maybe that you combine them together. But maybe you would still say that you still mention Rosh Chodesh in Rosh Hashanah davening. Now the fact is though that we're going to say soon in the Gemara that we don't do this. Actually, let's continue the Gemara, and then we'll talk about the halacha, and then we'll also talk about what you were mentioning, Aaron, about the Musafim. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Koil atzma tanoi." Actually, this question of whether you can combine together things in the other tefillos. Let's forget about Musa for a second. Let's talk about in Ma'ariv and Shacharis and Mincha, when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, do we say that you combine things together, that you mention Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh in the same bracha, or that you say a regular Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei and say Yalaviyav for Rosh Chodesh tanoi? That itself is a machlokes tanoi. The Tanya. Shabbos Shechalias B'Rosh Chodesh or B'Chol HaShemoyed, if Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoyed comes out on Shabbos, Arvis V'Shachos V'Mincha Mispalot P'Dakah Sheva, then by all the other tefillahs except Musaf, you say a regular seven brachas Shemoneh Esrei, V'Oyma Me'en HaMa'orah Ba'Avoyda, you say Yalav Yavoy, which is appropriate for the occasion, Ma'orah means the occasion, Ba'Avoyda, in the bracha of Avoyda, meaning in Ritzei, as we say. Rabbi Eliezer Oyma Ba'Hoydor, Rabbi Eliezer says you say it in Modim, like we do with Alan Nisim, so he says you would say Yalav Yavoy over there. V'im Loy Oma Machzirinoy, so if you don't say Yalav Yavoy on those days, on Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, then you need to go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Rabbi Yodo. Okay, whoever. Okay. So we learned actually in Brachas, there is an exception to that. On the night of Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back if you missed Shemoneh Esrei, because Beis Din can't be Mekadosh the Chodesh at night. If you missed Yalav Yavai, I mean. Then you don't have to go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei. But all other Tefillos, the first Chodesh, you do need to, and Rosh Chol HaMoed also. And then when it comes to Musaf, Matzchel Shal Shabbos and Masayim Shal Shabbos, you begin the bracha mentioning Shabbos, you end mentioning Shabbos. In the middle, you say something about Rosh Chodesh, which is like we do on Rosh Chodesh. We start with after Yatzarta, we mention Shabbos, and then we go on to mention Rosh Chodesh. Same thing on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. We start off with the regular bracha of Shabbos, after Kiddushto, Yismach Moshe, what have you. On Shabbos Chol HaMoed. No, we don't. On Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we begin with after B'chartonu. Anytime you need a seven bracha Shemoneh Esrei, meaning any Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh or whatever, on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Maschah B'Shol Shabbos and Masayim B'Shol Shabbos Lo'im Kedusha Seyem B'Emza. So you do that. You start by mentioning Shabbos. So that's what we do in davening. So we say V'Titin Lanu Hashem Lekeni Ba'Ava Es Yoyim HaShabbos Hazeh, and then we say V'Es Yoyim V'Es Yoyim Chaves Chagamatzes or Chag Shavuos or whatever Hazeh, Chag Sukkos Hazeh, and on Rosh Chodesh we do after Yatzarta. So therefore, so we see that there's actually a machloekus when it comes, so again, so according to the Tanakhama of this Braisa, according to the first two Tanoim of this Braisa, the Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer, we're not even saying, we're not in the middle bracha of Shemini Esrei, we're not mentioning Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed at all, we're only mentioning it in Yalav Yavoi, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel B'nai Shur Rabbi Yechon Ben Breka, we are saying a middle bracha on those days, like we do on Yom Tov, with Atav HaChartanu, for example. So in other words, so we see that it's a machlokas whether you're kolel, do you include in the middle bracha on Shabbos or Shodesh, Shabbos Halamoid, do you include the other occasions? So we actually, when it comes to Shabbos or Shodesh, we do, because we say a separate bracha after your tzarta, but when it comes to Shabbos Halamoid, we don't. We just say a regular Shabbos, or actually even by Rosh Chodesh, that's only Musaf. We're talking about Maariv Shachris and Mincha. Maariv Shachris and Mincha on Shabbos or Shodesh, or Shabbos Halamoid, we do. We do like the Tanakhama over here. We just say a regular Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, and you put in Yalav Yavai where it needs to be. So that's the machlokes. Okay, my havya law. So getting back to the question of mentioning Rosh Chodesh in Rosh Hashanah davening, what's the bottom line? The answer is, when we say Yom HaZikaron HaZeh, then yes, it counts for Rosh Chodesh as well. Therefore, we don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh separately. Rabba said the same thing, so that is why in Rosh Hashanah, Davening, Ma'ariv, Shachris, and Mincha, we do not mention Rosh Chodesh. We just say, Yom HaZikaron, and Yom HaZikaron also includes Rosh Chodesh. Now, what about when it comes to Musaf? So Tosfos discusses that over here. Do we have to mention the korbanos of Musaf? Do we have to mention the korbanos Musaf of Rosh Hashanah? So Tosfos brings different opinions about it. Maybe you should need to, or maybe not. Maybe what we do is we only mention the korbanos we do like this. We mention the korbanos of Rosh Hashanah. We list them out. We say milvad olas achodesh or minchasa. So we do mention that pasuk that mentions, without listing out in detail, the korbanos of Rosh Chodesh, and we also, when it comes to when we say Minchasa Miniskeim, we say Ushnei Se'idim L'chaper, because we want to include also the Sawyer of Rosh Chodesh. So we sort of mention it, but not really. We don't really mention Rosh Chodesh as a separate thing in detail. One thing it mentions in Shulchan Aruch, and an interesting idea behind that is, first of all, it mentions Kedel Arba Vesa Satan. It's one of those things that we do in order to confuse the Satan. Let him think it's not Rosh Chodesh, and therefore it's not Rosh Hashanah, and therefore he's not Mekatrig. Also, you have a problem, especially on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, if you mention the words Rosh Chodesh, people would mistakenly think today is Aleph, and they're going to think, like we were talking before about Sukkot, that then Sukkot is a day later than it really should be. And it's not. We're counting from Aleph Tishrei is the first day of the month, not from Beis Tishrei. So therefore, there's a sikha in Chelech Chav Dalet where the Rebbe talks about this whole idea of Ma'ar B'Vas HaSatan, which is very appropriate today. We don't blow shofar for one thing. Today, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Kedei La'arav v'sa Satan. What's this La'arav v'sa Satan? Does he not know the calendar? Does he not know the Halakha? He doesn't know to open up a Shulchan Aruch? Does he not know to, every year the same trick? So the Rebbe talks about the idea. Basically, the idea is, with a number of these things that we say, Kedei La'arav v'sa Satan, the idea is, ordinarily, we do these things in order to give ourselves a certain his'orus for Truva. For example, we blow a shofar every day of Elul in order to be ma'orur ourselves for Truva. We should mention Rosh Chodesh and davening in order that we should have an extra his'orus. It's Rosh Chodesh. It's the beginning of a new month. However, we don't do these things. We don't blow shofar out of Rosh Hashanah. We don't mention Rosh Chodesh in the davening of Rosh Hashanah. What that amounts to is it's as if we're saying we don't need that extra hisoros. We're doing tshuva even without that. Therefore, that confuses the Satan. He figures in that case, and the Yidden are doing such a high level of tshuva, they don't even need that extra hisoros. Therefore, I have no shot against them. That's the lie of a Satan. And it works every year, because every year it works. That we're saying that we already reached that level, that we have a strong historical struggle without needing. Tomorrow is the first of Tishrei. Okay, let's go on. V'omer Rabba, ki havena bei Rav Huna. Rabba also says, when we were at the yeshiva of Rav Huna, we had another question. So we've dealt with the question of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. The answer is, in all the other tefillos, we don't mention it at all. In Musaf, we sort of mention it, but not really. Now, here's another question. Ma'olam is man b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim. Do we say Shechyanu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? On the one hand, Kivin Dimizman Lazman Asi. On the one hand, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's like every other Yom Tov, it only comes once a year. Amrinan, therefore we should say Shechiyanu, like we do on anything that only comes once a year. Oydoma Kivin Dala Ikru Regalim Lay Amrinan. Maybe since they're not called Regalim, they're not from the Shalosh Regalim, maybe we don't say Shechiyanu on them. Also, there's a point that you may have Din. Maybe we should only be saying Shechiyanu on days that are happy. Yeah, apparently, and sometimes, yeah, I guess in those times, yeah, I guess it wasn't established yet whether you do it yet. So we asked Rav Huna the question. Loi have a biyode. So Rabba says, we Talmidim asked the question. Rav Huna didn't know the answer. Ki asoi bei Rav Yehuda. Then Rabba continues, when I came to the yeshiva of Rav Yehuda, Omer, Rav Yehuda said, so what's the problem? Ano akora chadza nami aminasman. I say Shech Yonu, even if I see a new pumpkin. So a new pumpkin that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yechezkel, yeah. So new pumpkins, it's a new fruit from this year. So I say Shech Yonu on it. So therefore, I also say Shech Yonu. So what's the problem? Saying Shech Yonu for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So Rabbi says, my question is not whether you're allowed to say Shech Yonu. Sure, you're allowed to say Shech Yonu as long as you feel simcha from it. As far as this, so by the way, it comes out from this Gemara on the face of it that Shech Yonu on new fruit is only a reshus. So one possibility is maybe indeed it is a reshus, but maybe it is only a reshus, but we have accepted it out ourselves as a choiva. Or maybe it only applies, maybe Rabbi Yehuda is saying, he says, Shech Yonu when he only sees it, whereas we say it when we eat it. And then there's also the question, do you say Shech Yonu on vegetables? In Shulchan Aruch it says you don't say Shech Yonu on vegetables, but does that apply to Yerokos? Does that apply to green vegetables, or does it apply to anything that's usually thought of as vegetables? So the question is not Rishus. The question is, the question is, are you obligated to say Shech Yonu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Amalei, so Rav Yehuda answers, Rav and Shmuel, da'am v'tabayu, ein omizman, ela b'sholosh regalim. The answer is, Rav and Shmuel both said, no, you only say Shech Yonu on Sholosh regalim. So no Shech Yonu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Maisvi, the Gemara says, I have a contradiction, though. A pasuk in Kehelas says, ten chelik l'shiva v'gam l'shmona, give a portion to seven and also to eight. So what does that mean? In context, Rashi explains on the pasuk, it means like give as much tzedakah as you can. Give to seven poor people, even give to eight. If eight show up, don't think that I don't have enough, because you never know that Hashem will always repay you, and you never know, you may one day need chesed from this person. But what does this mean, ten chelik l'shiva v'gam l'shmona? Rabbi Eliezer, it means shiva elu zayinim ebereshis. The seven refers to the seven days of the week, where you have one special day out of them. You have a ten chelik, you give a special chelik out of every week to Hashem, which is Shabbos. And shmona elochesi me'milah, the 8 days refers to the 8 days of milah. So you designate one day out of it as special, which is the day you do the bris milah. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Shiva Elo Shiva Me Pesach Shmona Elo Shmoni Me Achag. Rabbi Yeshua says the seven refers to the 7 days of Pesach. The eight refers to the 8 days of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. Uchshu Omer Vegam. When it says, could have said Ten Shelach Shiva Vilishmona. So when it adds the word Vegam, L'Rabbis Atzeres V'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim. That comes to include also Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. My love, Lizman. Wouldn't, what do we mean including? What are we including on? What are we including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur for? Pashtus as far as Shech Yonu. The answer is Lo the bracha. Not necessarily that we should say. Maybe what we're including is that you say Mekadosh Yisrael Bazmanim on them. That you say a special bracha on them that thanking Hashem for giving us that Yom Tov. Or on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur also, right? We say Melech HaKol Aretz, but we're okay, Mekadosh Yisrael B'Yom HaZikaron and whatever. But we mention the Yom Tov in the Chesimus HaBracha. Maybe that's what it means. And the Gemara says, Hachi Nami Mestabra. In fact, it's logical that the Braise is not talking about saying Shech Yonu at all. If the Braise, if Rabbi Yeshua was talking about when you say Shech Yonu, Zman Kol Shiva Miyika, you don't say Shech Yonu the whole 7 days of Pesach. You only say it the first day, and that's it. Even Shvi Shal Pesach, you don't say Shech Yonu. So obviously, he must mean we're talking about the Nusach of the Bracha for Yom Tov, nothing to do with Shech Yonu. Okay, the Gemara says Holy Kasha. That's not a big question. What it means maybe is maybe. Maybe what the Braisa means is, how is it possible that you say Shech Yonu later on during Pesach? It means, let's say you didn't make Shech Yonu the first night of Pesach, so you'd make it on the second night. Let's say you didn't make it the second night, you'd make it the third night, whatever. Whenever you first have a chance, you would say Shech Yonu. The question is, Makom Makom Be'in and Kois, okay, but wouldn't you need a cup of wine in order to say Shech Yonu on? L'chore, you can't just say Shech Yonu Samazoi, walking around, realizing realizing, hey, today is Pesach, I should be saying Shachyanu. Lema Messiah Le Rav Nachman. Would we have to say then that this Braisa supports what Rav Nachman says? The Amr Rav Nachman, Zman Omer Afila Bashuk. Rav Nachman says that no, the Shachyanu of Yom Tov, you could say even you're walking around the street without a kois. Because on Chol HaMoed, you don't necessarily have a kois of wine. You don't necessarily have wine available to you every day of Chol HaMoed. And the Braisa, if we're going to say, so again, if we're going to say the Braisa is talking about saying, so if we're going to say that the Braisa is talking about saying Shechyonu, then how could it be talking about the 7 days of Pesach Shechyonu? You don't say Shechyonu all 7 days, and during Chol HaMoed you don't necessarily have a cup of wine, and you're not saying Kiddush, and yet it sounds like we're saying Shechyonu. So then that would be what Rav Nachman says, but is that a proof? The answer is Holekash. Okay, let's say you happen to have a cup of wine. Let's say they didn't always have wine, but let's say it happened by your Sidorim, for whatever reason you forgot to say Shechyonu. So now you remember halfway through Yom Tov, so now it happens. You have a cup of wine with you, maybe you can say Shechyonu. It wouldn't necessarily prove that you actually say Shechyonu just if you stand walking around in the street without a kois. Okay. The Gemara says, "Hatena chateres for Rosh Hashanah." Okay, that takes care of Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. You can say Shechyonu on a kois. Yom Kippurim hechi ovid. But how are you supposed to say it on a kois when it comes to Yom Kippur? You're going to say Shechyonu and then drink the cup. Can't. Kiven de omazman. Once you say Shechyonu, kable alei. At that point, you've accepted Yom Kippur on yourself. But also lay, and you're also to, and you're also to drink at that point. And we know that to almost. We know that it happened one time that Rav davened Friday night davening, Shabbos Shemana Esrei, on Friday afternoon after Plaga Mincha, and Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba asked him, did you with that accept on yourself Shabbos, because you davened already Shabbos Shemana Esrei? And he says, yes, I did intend with that, that I'm going to accept Shabbos. Rashi explains the situation was, actually, it was cloudy, and Rav wasn't quite sure. They didn't have clocks in those days, so Rav wasn't sure when Shabbos is going to begin, and if we daven early to be on the safe side. And he says that I also accepted Shabbos with that. So by the same token, when you say Shech Yonu for Yom Kippur, you would be accepting Yom Kippur. You can't drink. Should you say, Livrech Alei V'Lanchei, should we just say you make the bracha Shechyanu and you don't drink the wine? Can't hamavorech tzorech shiyitim. You make a bracha on a cup of wine, you have to drink from it. Because otherwise, Rashi says it's a gnai. It's a gnai not to. Now, why are we saying it's a gnai? Shouldn't it be considered a bracha levatola? Maybe, okay, it's not a bracha levatola because you're not really saying the bracha on the wine for the sake of drinking the wine. You're saying it in order to be able to say Shechyonu. Fine, so maybe it's not a bracha levatola, but it's still a gnai that you should make a bracha on a kois or bracha like that and not actually drink from it. And leisvei liyinuka, should we give the wine to drink to a child? Can't. Less hilchasak Rav Acha. The halacha is not like Rav Acha, Rav Acha by Yaakov, who says that you can do that. And the problem with that is duma osi lemisrach, because then the child, when he gets older, may get used to this thing that he can drink on Yom Kippur, or at least that he can drink this one cup of wine at the beginning of Yom Kippur. And of course, when he's a gadol, he's not going to be allowed to. Right. Now, where does Rav Acha by Yaakov address this? Rashi says we don't know where Rav Acha by Yaakov says anything about this. Tosfos says that we learned in Shabbos, we had a case over there involving planting a certain kind of thing, shus, a certain kind of parasitic plant in a vineyard. We talked over there about, are you allowed to have a Jewish child do it? Because maybe it's not considered kilayim daraisa, only dirabanan. And we said, you shouldn't. Duma osi lemisrach. Who asked the question? Rav Acha bar Yaakov asked that question, that why don't we allow a child to do it? But the halacha is not like him. Therefore, we don't want a child to do things where when he's older, he's going to be used to doing the same thing. Now, when it comes, the Rishonim talk about, Tosfos talks about over here, suppose that a bris happens on Yom Kippur, that you are allowed to give the wine to a child, because that's not a regular thing that happens every year. If a child 1 year drinks the wine after a bris on Yom Kippur, he's not going to get used to the idea that in future years he can drink on Yom Kippur, because it's a one-time thing. But this is every year we're talking about, we don't want that. So during the 9 days, right, so we do that. We do have a child drink the wine of Havdalah, but that's different because there the Issur is only Dirabanan. They're and not Dirabanan, it's a minhag, not to drink wine during the 9 days. So they're when it comes Motzei Tisha B'Av, actually, then we don't. When we make Havdalah Motzei Tisha B'Av, we don't. We make Havdalah only on Sunday night, you know, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "My Havyala." What's the bottom line? Do we say Shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur or not? We have a Braisa that maybe indicates yes, but maybe not. Maybe, like we said, maybe the Braisa is talking about the Nusach that we say in the Kaddish Yisrael of Asmanim or Kaddish Yisrael of Yemen Zekorin or whatever. Not necessarily that it's talking about Shechiyanu. So the Gemara says, "Shadru Rabbanan Rav Yema Sava Kameder of Chista." The Rabbanan one time sent Rav Yema Sava to Rav Chista the Mala Yema Derei Shata on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So today, this is one of these rare things we're actually learning today, a story that happened in the Gemara on this day. So they sent him on Erev Rosh Hashanah to find out. Amr Le Zil Chazi Heichi Ovid Obda. Go see what Rav Chista is actually doing as far as Shechiyanu. Ta'im Alon and come tell us what he did. Ki Chazie. When he saw Rav Yema coming, Rav Chista saw Rav Yema coming, and he realized why Rav Yema is coming, Omar, he used an expression, when you see somebody picking up a wet piece of wood where you can't use it for firewood, you know it must be because it's in the way and he wants to get it out of the way. In other words, you see a person picking up a dry piece of wood, he might be doing it for firewood, he might because he wants to sit there, but if it's a wet piece of wood, you know it's because he wants to sit there. The same way, in other words, I know that you didn't just Sam come over here to visit, you came over here with a purpose. Yeah, I saw like Kosa de Chamra, so they brought Rav Chista a cup of wine right there on the spot. Kaddish for Amazman, and he made Kiddush and said Shechiyanu. Now, what about we said before that it's possible that Shechiyanu there was only Mishum Rishus? One reason is, if he was doing it only Mishum Rishus, then he wouldn't have necessarily done it with a cup of wine. We said you could say it even Bashuk. And also, he wouldn't have done it after the Bracha HaGofen, because it would be a Hefzik. The fact that he said the Bracha, Boyer Priya Gofen, and the Bracha for Rosh Hashanah, and then Shechiyanu, and only then he drank, shows that the Shechiyanu then is a choiva, not rishus. That's one of the answers. So he, well, right then and there, you had them bring him a cup of wine. No, obviously we mean he didn't come in the middle of the afternoon at a restaurant. And when we say he came mala yom, means he came at the end of the day. He came when it's time, when it's almost time for kiddush. The Hilchasa Oymas Man Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. The halacha is you do say Shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and also the Hilchasa Zman Oymer Afilu Bashuk. The halacha is also you could say Shechiyanu even in the street. You do not need a cup of wine to say Shechiyanu for the Yom Tov. However, with most Yom Tovim, of course, we don't rely on that. We do say it with Kiddush, or the women say it by candlelighting. When it comes to Yom Kippur, that is what we do. That is why after Kol Nidre, we see the Chazan says Shechiyanu. When we all answer Amen, that is in order to be moitzi anybody who did not say Shechiyanu themselves. We always have the thing it mentions in the Machzor, and they announce it every year. The women have to be careful not to say Shechiyanu for themselves because they already said it by candlelighting. The rest of us, what we do is we say Shechiyanu, but in case anybody did not say Shechiyanu, then the Chazan says it, and we answer Amen in order for him to be motzi everybody else. So we say, right, so after Kol Nidre, when we say V'nislach, and we say V'yem Hashem Chasolach V'kid Baracha, and after that, the Chazan says the Baracha. So what we do is we start Shechiyanu at the same time as the Chazan, we finish before him in order to be able to answer Amen to his Baracha. So that way we're accomplishing both. We're saying it ourselves, but we're also being Yotze by saying Amen to his. I saw a cute verse on this right before that. We say Vayoma Hashem Salachti Kibarecha. The Rosh Tevis of those words spell out the word Kosi. We arrange Vayomer Hashem is Yud Kevavke Salachti Kibarecha. Spells out the word koisi. So we're hinting at the fact that we should have a cup of wine for the Shechiyanu, but we can't because it's Yom Kippur, and therefore instead we're just saying Shechiyanu now. Vayomer Hashem Salachti Kidbaracha, rearranging the letters Vav Yud Samach Chof, rearranges to spell the word koisi. So it hints at the idea that there should be a kois, but we can't because it's Yom Kippur, and therefore instead, yeah. Okay. Good Kibben Shiur, everyone. Ksivachsim Atova. Good Yom Tov. The shiur the next 2 days is 8:15. For those I know you're out of town.